All progress depends on the growth mindset. So start thinking about that for your life and how to apply it more, how to grow the growth mindset and grow a growth perspective and positivity, and how to continually weed away those negative thoughts and those negative mental models. So I believe there's two types of people in the world: growth-minded, fixed-minded. Growth-mindset, fixed-mindset. You may have heard about this. Carol Dweck wrote a book about it. She coined these terms. It's a very easy, simple way. Obviously, it's a reductionist way to think about different things and how you think about things. But it is a very useful heuristic to always analyze how you're thinking and whether your thoughts and your mental models are bringing you what you want in life. So it reminds me of this quote by George Bernard Shaw. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. So every new technology, idea, way of doing things is always the thing that propels society forward, even if it fails, right? Because now it's one more data point that lets us figure out what might work or what we should try next. It's experimentation. Everything around me in this room right now, all the comforts that we have in modern society are the result of people experimenting and being optimistic, people that wanted to elicit change and improve things. Without a massive obsession with what could be, what might work, and then getting in and trying that, we wouldn't have what we have today. We wouldn't have the world we have. And it's funny because the amount of comfort and prosperity we have is at the highest it's ever been in human civilization. And we've had a lot of people, a whole movement around 2020 and even in 2021 of this victim culture narrative about how life is so terrible and you should hate your country and all these different things. All progress depends on the growth-minded. All progress in your personal life depends on growth-minded or your growth mindset. How are you thinking about this thing? Have you connected? I can take actions here. I can learn from those actions I take, and then I can keep taking actions and I can build and grow. Or is it, oh, it's too hard, it's this, it's that, it's not fair, and I'm going to do nothing? Which do you think makes you more fragile in a universe that's always changing? The things around you are always changing. Markets, relationships, families, friends, your health, it's always changing. The fixed mindset tries to cling to comforts in the way things are because that's easier for the brain. You don't have to do a lot of work. You don't have to change your habits. You don't have to change your lifestyle. Humans are programmed this way from our ancestral past because the unknown was dangerous, could be a death sentence. We had to be very careful. We had to be paranoid. And so Mother Nature just programmed us, and the genes were selected to be extra paranoid, extra careful, and extra resistant to change. In our modern world, where technologies are rapidly advancing, things are changing all the time, where we have a real opportunity to bring a massive amount of wealth and prosperity to everyone, it requires thinking different. It requires every single step of the way challenging the step you're on, challenging that ladder that we're on so that we can get to the next one. And a lot of things have to be destroyed or innovated out, or we would still have horse shit in the streets. Somebody predicted, funny, I think the New York Times predicted that in like 10 years when the horses were a thing, that there would be 12 feet of horse manure on every street in New York. Like, I don't even know how you'd get around that, or I guess people would shovel pathways and you would just have horse shit everywhere. Fortunately, Ford came along and created the assembly line in the car, and that pretty much ended the horse dependency that we had. And I bet you a lot of horse breeders and trainers and a lot of industries based on horses didn't like the car coming along. But aren't you glad the car came along? Or shipping containers? Or airplanes? Or the fact that most food doesn't kill you? That was actually the origin of the first brand. The origin of the first brand related to food, because people needed to know that, oh, this is a Heinz product. That means they've done it a certain way. It's going to be safe. It's not just some dude in his back room making some canned tomatoes and then potentially going to kill me. Botulism is something that can kill you. If there's even a little bit of air in something like a canned tomato, and that can grow, and it can be bad. So brands came along so that people could trust the food they were buying. Brand equals trust. It's all it is. It's a promise. Here are a few questions in your life that you should be asking yourself. Okay. Do you cling to your current ideas, habits, and routines? How often are you trying new things? How often are you saying, I changed my mind, I was wrong? How often are you even saying, I need to think about that? Anytime somebody tells me something along the lines of interesting, or I haven't really thought about that, or I need to think about that for a bit and get back to you. I'm immediately taken back with like respect. It's charisma, it's confidence, because it shows me that they're not just saying some nonsense. Like it infers trust. I'm more likely to trust that person because I feel like they've spent time to analyze something before giving me an answer or just running their mouth off. Whereas most people today just pretty much gut reaction, say whatever is on the top of their mind, and they don't really analyze it. They don't really take each side of the argument and try to objectively, critically think about it. They just like say something emotional, or they're just trolling and they say whatever. Do you always find ways why something's not going to work? Do you have a negativity bias? Are you always focused on the problems of things, or do you see the possibilities in them? It's a spectrum. So you should understand the negatives of something and the pitfalls and the issues. You shouldn't just be blindly optimistic. But you have to focus on the optimism. You have to have hope, and you have to believe in the possibility more so than you're afraid of the things that might be a problem or a hindrance or block or make it fail completely. All progress depends on hope and possibility in your life, in society, human civilization, and it's not going to change. Yet most people default to wanting to explain the way things are. They want to explain why something happened or why something's not going to work. They have that negativity bias. It's way easier to be negative than it is to be positive. It's way easier to pick apart the reasons why something's not going to work than focus on the ways that maybe it could work and maybe I should experiment and figure it out. It's way easier to justify how things are and why they should stay that way than it is to experiment with or hypothesize on new ideas and ways of doing things. All progress depends on the growth mindset, your growth mindset. So start thinking about that for your life and how to apply it more, how to grow the growth mindset and grow a growth perspective and positivity, and how to continually weed away those negative thoughts and those negative mental models. Make sure you get the Better Human newsletter over at colin.coach. And all my work is supported by Wild Foods, my company, and one of our flagship products, Wild Cocotropic. You can use this to replace your coffee if you're dealing with adrenal issues, as I think I have lately. So I'm going to try to do kind of a hot cocoa in the morning to lower my caffeine intake, get some L-theanine in here, which is more of a steady release of caffeine and gives kind of a mood boost. Also good for folks in the morning, because lately I've not been feeling that great the last few mornings. Even recording this video, I wasn't going to do it, but I decided that I was just going to do it. And I feel like I've become dependent on coffee a little bit too much. I'm opting for that second cup early in the day, which I never do. And that's a sign for me to cycle and to break it up. And so Cocotropic is perfect for that. You can do smoothies, you can do shakes, you can do it just hot water, add a little bit of honey if you want, sweetener. The sky's the limit. It's unsweetened, no sugar, adaptogenic superfoods with a little bit of caffeine, just a little bit, right? This isn't caffeine free because cocoa does have caffeine in it, but it's also got the L-theanine and some other magical properties of the medicinal mushrooms to give you focus, clarity, and just make you feel awesome. And if you don't want to give your coffee right now, or you don't need to, you can actually add this to coffee and make a delicious Cocotropic coffee beverage. The sky's the limit. You can actually get a bag, wildcocotropic.com or wildfoods.co. It'll work either way. Use code WILDCEO for 12% off your entire order. Keep this in your pantry as a staple. Maybe it'll become your new morning routine. I appreciate the support. Again, get on that newsletter, and I'll see you in the next one. Hey, fellow human, Colin here. If you've been following me for any time now, you know that I've gone through a little bit of a transformation. I've been spending most of my time early on focused on helping people get better in their health, make better food decisions, lifestyle decisions, get outside, take walks, all that stuff. And that's led me to where I am today, where I've committed the second part of my life to help build better humans. Now, the first iteration of how I'm going to do that is a Better Human School, which I've been thinking about and really collectively putting the ideas together for the last 15 years of my life, basically my entire adult life, the things that I've learned, the big ideas that have served me time and time again, the things I've learned from loss, from struggle, from being sued, from just every possible thing that you can imagine happening and coming out a better, more resilient person. And I want to pass that along to other people to save them time, money, and a lot of suffering. That's going to make the world a better place. And each person that can get to that place and make better decisions and become the best version of themselves, the more they're going to lead by example. And we're going to have a ripple effect to other people and eventually, hopefully, to the masses. Because right now, it's estimated that about 10% of Americans are considered metabolically healthy. 10%. And the reason I stopped spending so much time trying to get people to eat healthy and walk and get outside and do things that they know they need to do is because, again, most people know they need to do it, but they aren't doing it. Why is that? What are the limiting beliefs, the thought patterns, and the environmental factors that are keeping them from mastering their thoughts and thus mastering their life, their health, etc.? So if I can help people figure out how to master their life, how to take control of their thoughts, how to unlearn the really bad thought patterns that have been implanted in their minds through society and friends and family and their upbringing, then I can actually help people live better lives, become happier, and then they'll get the health part because they'll see the connection between better health, better living, and they will take it upon themselves to do it. They will get it done. And that's the power of controlling your thoughts, your emotions, and taking control of the moment and how you think, and not just letting it run rampant or just responding to everything around you and just being a pinball in the game of life. So if you want to learn more about this, we have a pre-launch special. The first 200 of these students are going to get lifetime access to everything. I have big plans. You can watch the video there to learn about that and all the different things that we're going to do. But the core curriculum, you're going to get lifetime access to, as well as the Zoom calls every week, the Q&A, the membership back end, and all the bonus stuff that I'm going to be adding on a regular ongoing basis as I bring experts in and we cover different topics from finances to living to health, just everything that is going to be in addition to the core curriculum. The core curriculum, though, is the foundations, the biggest first principles that you need on a daily basis. That's what you want to build your life from. Then you have the How to Think section, the How to Think 101, which are going to give you the biggest ideas of humanity that we've uncovered from philosophy and psychology. Then you're going to have the How to Live section, which are big ideas, again, from philosophy and the best books ever written and how to be successful as a modern human, a little bit of the current with the old combined together to make you a better human by giving you the ability and the tools to change the way you think to get the outcomes you want. Anything that you want in your life is going to come through your brain, your thoughts. If you take control of that, you can get there. If you don't take control of that, well, it's just pure randomness as to whether you're going to build the life that you truly appreciate and that you truly want. If you don't know where you're going, you might end up somewhere else, as Yogi Berra said. I want to help you figure out where you want to go and then give you the tools that'll get you there. So if you want to learn more or get started today, which I highly recommend you do, head over to betterhuman.school. That's betterhuman.school. And you can learn more. And if you have any questions or comments, you can always reply to this email or drop a comment or DM. You can find me. It's the internet. That's the world we live in now. And I'll be happy to chat with you, maybe even hop on a call if you're so inclined. And wherever you're at in life, wherever you're paying attention, I appreciate you following along. I hope you'll take some action with something that you learn through this program or through the 99% of the free content that I put out on a regular basis that I will continue to put out. And as always, I'll see you in the next one.
Please always remember that the members of the podcast are not, in fact, medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not nutritionists. They are simply providing this entertainment for you to do your own research and to entertain yourselves. So please consult a physician before changing your diet. Not everything works for everybody. And make sure you always do your own research on everything you hear on this show and outside.